Biblical manhood through the lens of Paul, today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. It's an honor that you would take time out of your busy schedule today to join us, and for that, we thank you. We hope you like what you hear, and if that's the case, please like, share, and subscribe to the show. Our goal is to be an encouragement to you as you have accepted the call to coaching and the opportunity to change lives. Today, we're going to wrap up our look at biblical manhood by focusing on the life of Paul. In particular, I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 through 14, which says this: "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love." In this single verse, Paul provides us with several important lessons on what biblical manhood is supposed to look like and what it's supposed to act like. First, Paul calls on men to be watchful. This simply means that we're to pay attention and to be on alert. This same word Paul uses 22 times in the New Testament, and it means to be awake, vigilant, and discerning. The reason that Paul calls on men to be watchful is because we have a determined enemy. As we frequently discuss on the show, God has a plan for your life. However, Satan spends a lot of time trying to derail that plan. He is a real enemy that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy, so we must be awake. Men are called to be leaders, and leaders must be aware. Leaders cannot let their guard down, and they cannot get lazy. As men, we must be intentional with our lives. When we let our guard down, or when we live without purpose, the enemy is only primed to strike. To put it simply, if we do not attack life, then life will attack us. Therefore, we must be disciplined and self-controlled. The first step to leading others is the ability to lead yourself. As men, we must be awake, watchful, and self-controlled. This is the message of Paul. Paul also calls on men to stand firm in their faith. All leaders must be steadfast and stable. As spiritual leaders, we must be resolute. We must know what we believe and stand firm in our convictions. Quite often, this will manifest itself in difficult times, but we must stand firm. As we have an opportunity to lead our players, we must recognize that they live in a sandy world without absolutes. We must stand firm on the rock of absolute truth if we're to lead them and set the example. In order to do that, we must know the Scriptures. You're only able to stand firm and to put off the fear of man when you are informed by the fear of God. Next, Paul calls on us to act like men. In the culture at large today, this is not perceived as a positive thing, but that's only because the world doesn't understand the true definition of a man. What Paul is emphasizing is that men must act mature. It's time to move past the life of an immature boy and to become a mature man. We're to put away childish behavior, to stop the silliness and the nonsense. This doesn't mean that there's not a time to have fun, but what it does mean is that as men who are called to lead, we must take life and the opportunities we're presented with seriously. And coach, the opportunity that you have to lead young men and athletes is serious, and it's time to perform like a man, to step up and to lead. Paul also commands men to be strong. Much like we saw in the example of David, men are to be level-headed and tough. Men must do the hard things. We must have thick skin. As coaches, we know this all too well, but God has called us to have thick skin so we can stand firm and do the tough things. The way that Paul uses "be strong" in this passage may be better interpreted as "be strengthened," which must serve as a great encouragement to us, because what it means is we don't have to rely on our own strength, but instead we're called to lean upon the strength of Jesus Christ. Lastly, Paul charges a man to let all that you do be done in love. See, without love, all the other necessary qualities of a man, they only come across as abrasive and harsh. God doesn't call us to lead with this large macho ego, but He calls us to lead with humility and strength blended together. We're called to put others ahead of ourselves, and coaches, you are called to put your players ahead of yourself. Let them know that you love them far beyond what they can do for you or how they could ever perform. You must love them unconditionally in hopes that they can see the love of Christ in you. These are the qualities of a true man. In these times, coach, it's crucial that you live out biblical manhood in front of your team. They are watching every move you make, and you have been equipped by God to be the influence that they so desperately need. So with that, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like a man, and be strong. And most importantly, let all that you do be done in love. If you've enjoyed our walk through biblical manhood, I want to encourage you to look for a copy of A Guide to Biblical Manhood by Randy Stinson. Much of the material that we have covered has come from this short book, and I encourage you to check it out for yourself and to share it with your players. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.